G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The G20 Ministerial Development Meeting on Monday at Galpão da Cidadania in Rio de Janeiro, with a strong call to action towards ensuring universal access to drinking water and basic sanitation. The meeting was attended by ministers and delegates from 21 countries, as well as by representatives from 9 invited countries and 19 international organizations. In his opening speech, the Brazilian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mauro Vieira, highlighted that drinking water and basic sanitation are crucial to economic and social progress, as well as to ensure human rights including health and a sustainable environment. Vieira observed that Brazil harbors large reserves of drinking water, but also faces challenges regarding its semi-arid region and its vulnerable communities, including indigenous peoples, that demand preservation and better water distribution. According to the minister, this scenario imposes on us the double challenge of preserving our water resources and ensuring their better distribution. Lack of adequate sanitation results in the proliferation of predictable diseases, such as diarrhea and cholera. For affected communities, the lack of basic services leverages existing poverty and hardship. We believe it is possible to create a fairer, healthier and more sustainable Brazil for everyone, without leaving anyone behind. Brazil's Planning and Budget Minister, Simone Tebet, presented United Nations data revealing that 2.2 billion people around the world do not have access to treated water, and that 3.5 billion lack basic sanitation. In Brazil, 32 million do not have access to treated water and 90 million have no sewage. According to the minister, the Brazilian government prioritized water security and basic sanitation in its 2024-2027 multi-annual plan.
Temos a meta de alcançar.
She stated that our goal is to reach 98.3% urban households by 2027 and for rural households 78.7% in the same year. As for access to urban homes by the sewage network, our goal is to reach 87.7% also by 2027. Therefore, it is urgent that we join forces here to find alternatives to reduce this sad reality. The Minister of Cities, Jader Filho, also attended the G20 meeting. He emphasized the relevance of the central debate on social inclusion and reducing inequality, and mentioned that since 2023, President Lula's government has intensified efforts to face the climate crisis, promoting political adjustments focusing on water supply, sewage disposal, and solid waste management.
Nossa meta nesse campo
é... The minister stated that our goal in this field is to universalize access to drinking water by 2033, ensuring that 99% of the population has access to this essential service. To carry out actions in all these fields, we have made significant investments in the sector, such as the active package of projects adding up to $7.45 billion. Of this total, $10.95 billion have already been released for ongoing projects. Brazilian ministers also reiterated the need for international cooperation and continuous investments to ensure that these resources reach the entire population, promoting health, equality and sustainability. From the G20 newsroom in Brasília, Fábio Fleury.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.